Genius.
The fully realized vision of an authentic American genius.
We need your brain.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Oh, then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turn now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Hi, this is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We're on every day, Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock, here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura County. You can also hear us streaming over the internet at brainstormingonline.com. My goal is to bring you interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports, and the local community. Together, we'll listen to what these people say and relate it to how we live and work right here in Ventura County. If all of that sounds like National Public Radio, well, you're getting the idea. Brainstorming with Billy the Brain is NPR done right. If you want to join in the conversation, you can always call us at 639-0008, or if you're outside of the county, you can call us at area code 805-639-0008. Every show has a theme, but before we get to today's theme, I have a couple of announcements and a couple of shout-outs. First of all, if you tuned in at 9 o'clock expecting to hear the Freeman Michaels Show, Freeman Michaels is on holiday hiatus. You can go to the Freeman Michaels Show Facebook page for updates on when he will return. Also, if you tuned in at 9 o'clock, you know that Brainstorming with Billy the Brain is now expanded to 2 hours. That's right. You can hear me from 9 to 11 weekdays here on KKZZ AM 1400. And I still bring you the same interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports in the local community. That first hour from 9 to 10 is always a best of my very best interviews. Now a couple of shout outs. I got a shout out for Rick up in Newberry Park. Thank you for being a loyal listener. And also a shout out to Miles. Thank you so much for being a listener as well. Now for today's theme, because every show has a theme, and our theme today is worldly affairs. Each of my guests will discuss a topic that is timely in today's world. My first guest has remarkable insight into the operations of the world's largest restaurant company, McDonald's. He's a local boy who's going to tell us about the invention of the Egg McMuffin and the man who invented it, his father. My second guest is one of the country's leading authorities on world religions. He's going to discuss the world's largest 8 religions and why the differences between those religions matter to us. My third guest is going to discuss financial freedom. We're going to talk about how to give ourselves a raise, even in this economy when nobody else is getting one. So my first guest, David Peterson, is the son of Herb Peterson, who invented the Egg McMuffin for McDonald's. Single-handedly, Herb changed the eating habits of the United States of America. In the 1970s, Americans had stopped eating breakfast for the most part, and along came Herb inventing the Egg McMuffin in 1975. And breakfast for McDonald's has now become 20% to 30% of a McDonald's revenue, thanks in large part to the Egg McMuffin. Herb passed away in 2008, and his son David came along and wrote a book which is both an homage to his father as well as a business applications book titled The Good Egg. Welcome to the show, Dave. How are you today?
Hey, thanks, Billy the Brain.
David, glad to have you on the show. So let's get right to it, because you have been immersed in McDonald's virtually all of your life and certainly all of your working life. What is the true story behind the invention of the Egg McMuffin? What sparked your father to invent it?
Well, back in the late 60s, early 70s, we didn't open our restaurants till 11 o'clock in the morning. And we only served hamburgers and cheeseburgers and your typical hamburger restaurant fare at that time. And my dad just saw an opportunity. Women were going back to work at the time, and he saw an opportunity for bringing breakfast into McDonald's. And he loved Eggs Benedict, and he was sort of a foodie. And he started tooling around the kitchen with some different products, which were really hard to find in California at the time. English muffins, you couldn't even find them out here. So he ordered some Bay's English muffins from the Chicago area. Canadian bacon. Oscar Mayer was a good friend of him, so Oscar Mayer sent him some Canadian bacon. He didn't know how to handle the hollandaise sauce, so he just substituted for our cheese, our American cheese.
Mm-hmm.
And then the egg. The egg was the tricky one, because how do you keep the egg from going everywhere? So he had a local blacksmith create a Teflon-coated egg ring that kept the egg in its, you know, round circumference. And he played with it in a whole bunch of different fashions, and eventually invited Ray Kroc, who was the founder of McDonald's, out to one of our restaurants. And my dad was dressed in a chef uniform and sat Ray down in the lobby and brought him out. At the time, it was called the Fast Break Breakfast. That was my dad's name. Mm-hmm. But I think Nestle owned the name, so it couldn't be used. Anyway, he served Ray about four of these, and Ray absolutely loved them. And from there, it was history. We tested it for about 4 or 5 months here in Santa Barbara, and then it went national thereafter.
Wow, an incredible story. Now, David, just to give us an idea of the magnitude of what a big seller the Egg McMuffin is for McDonald's on a worldwide basis, can you give us some of the statistics? How many eggs does McDonald's buy for the Egg McMuffin? How many English muffins do you go through?
The
dynamics are outstanding.
Darn, you know, that's not a number that I have that I can recollect, but I can tell you, I'll tell you what, we have actually changed the English muffin industry and the egg industry. I mean, we buy more eggs than anybody else in the world, more English muffins than anybody else in the world, more Canadian bacon than anybody else in the world, but millions and millions and millions and millions. And like you said in your remarks, breakfast at McDonald's is now approximately 30% of our business, so it's a really, really important piece for us.
Absolutely it is. And that gave me the idea of the magnitude. You are the world's number one consumer of eggs, the world's number one consumer of English muffins, et cetera, et cetera. So it makes McDonald's the king in all of those areas. Now,
right.
Your father passed away in 2008. I'm sorry for your loss. What prompted you to write the book, The Good Egg, Herb Peterson and the Egg McMuffin and the Secrets and Ingredients of Innovation?
Yeah, well, my dad was a very, very, very special person. He was just a people person. I mean, I called him a Pied Piper. He, you know, when I walk, a day doesn't go by when someone doesn't come up on the street and tell me how much they appreciate my dad, what a wonderful man he was, what a gracious smile he had, and all the rest. And his last few years were tough. He had Alzheimer's and, you know, kind of fell into a state of depression. And so I sort of lost my remembrance of those good days because I was dealing with, you know, this situation that he was in. So I really wanted to kind of pull back the memories and the curtain of sort of the Alzheimer's and all the rest and remember and write about this terrific, energetic, creative guy that, you know, he's also responsible for the creation of Ronald McDonald. You know, he was a great father. He was a war hero. So he just had an amazing story, and I thought, this deserves to be told. The day he died, I literally received phone calls, emails, and letters from around the world, Beijing, China. A manager from the Netherlands called me, telling me how much how important my dad was to McDonald's. But people want to hear this really unique, simple love story. So,
it is a very compelling story. But for those people who are interested in the story, The Good Egg is not just the biography of Herb Peterson or the invention of the Egg McMuffin. It's also a practical business book as well. And I like the way that you weaved the business messages into each of the chapters, into each of the stories. How did you come up with the concept to mix both a biography and a business book in one?
Yeah, well, you know, we actually started out talking, kind of thinking biographically, and then I started thinking about all the books that I love, and, you know, the simple books, the whimsical books, books like The Last Lecture or The One-Minute Manager, and I really wanted to tell the story of not only my dad, but, you know, teach some life lessons. And so we kind of came up with the idea of let's make it simple, let's make it an easy, fun read, and let's tell some real practical lessons that can help people. You know, and whatever they're, you know, I don't care what, if you're in the restaurant business or if you're in the shoe business, but it can help you. So that was the rationale.
And the business ideas cut across all industries. That's the important part of it. We're talking to David Peterson, everybody, author of the book, The Good Egg. It's really the story of the birth of the Egg McMuffin and also a biography of his father, Herb Peterson, as well. Now, David, you had mentioned only in passing that your father helped to create the character of Ronald McDonald. Actually, your father has a long tradition and a long history with the McDonald's Corporation, long before he was a restaurant owner himself. Take us through your father's biography, or at least his work biography, with McDonald's from the time you were in Chicago and then moving out here to Santa Barbara on the West Coast.
Yeah, great. Well, in the McDonald's world, he's really legendary. I mean, he's a real pioneer of the industry. You know, my dad got, after the war, he came back to Chicago and got into the advertising business, which was, you know, television was just coming of age. And he became the account executive for Darcy Advertising, which then took on this small restaurant chain, like 600 restaurants, called McDonald's. And he met Ray Kroc, who was the founder. And my dad started coming up with all the very first commercials. I don't know if you can remember back some of the very first commercials. And then they came up with the idea of having a spokesperson as Ron, and that became Ronald McDonald. My dad hired the first Ronald McDonald, who was Coco the Clown out of Ringling Brothers. He didn't speak English, so that made it awfully tough to use in commercials. So, and then Willard Scott, you know, as you may know, was a Ronald for a while.
Yes.
Anyways, and so he did the advertising thing for probably 15 years and just had the urge to own his own restaurant. He was so excited about what was happening. And Ray came to my dad one day and said, Herb, your wife's name is Barbara. Why don't we move you to Santa Barbara and open up a restaurant? So that's what we did. We loaded up our station wagon when I was 11 years old in 1968 and drove west and opened up the 1,103rd McDonald's. And my dad did it with such pride and class and care. I mean, he was really, he ran his restaurants different than most. I mean, he was so extremely involved and so attentive to the details. So, and then again, you know, that's where the Egg McMuffin came into play in the early 70s.
Right. Oh, it's a fantastic story. So the only connection that you had with the West Coast and with the Santa Barbara Ventura area was the fact that your mother's first name was Barbara, and that's how Ray Kroc convinced you guys to come west and open up your franchises out here. That's an incredible story. Now, what sort of leap of faith did that take for your father to uproot the family, move away from where you had all, you know, children were in school, you had roots, probably had other family members back in Chicago? What sort of foresight did your father have to move you out here, knowing that there was a better opportunity in Santa Barbara?
Yeah, well, I mean, that really was. I mean, you know, I think of myself. I'm 52 years old, and that was about the age when my dad did this. And I'm frankly a little tired. You know, I can't imagine uprooting my whole family and, you know, trying living a whole new lifestyle. But he loved Ray Kroc and had such belief in this man and his leadership skills, and, you know, was watching what this restaurant was doing. Obviously, when they flew to California to take a site tour, you know, it was a beautiful sunny day, unlike today, and was mesmerized by this community. And so, it was almost like the old stagecoach days. We loaded up our old station wagon and drove out. I think it was a tremendous act of faith. And again, I wonder if I always ask myself at my age, would I have the same conviction to do that? And it's very impressive.
It certainly is. We're talking to David Peterson, everybody, author of the book, The Good Egg, which is the history of the Egg McMuffin as told through the actions of his father, Herb Peterson, who actually invented the Egg McMuffin. Now, in your story, talking about your father's career, you sort of made it sound like, well, Ray Kroc came out, you saw the Egg McMuffin for the first time, and it was a done deal. The story is not quite that simple. If you read the book, there's actually a lot more behind it. Tell us a little bit of the resistance that your father had to overcome in selling the concept of the Egg McMuffin to the McDonald's corporate staff?
Yeah, well, great question. I mean, you know, like all things, change is difficult. And McDonald's, even though they were a young franchise, was still, you know, becoming set in their ways. And people said, open our doors before 11 o'clock. Come on, we got a good thing going. Why would we want to do that? So although Ray loved it, my dad still had to go back to Chicago and sell it to, you know, the powers that be in the company. So on a cold, blustery day in January, my dad flew back to Chicago with a briefcase of English muffins, Canadian bacon, and a special egg ring, and made this in the corporate test kitchen for the group. And again, there was many believers, but there were a lot of people that said, come on, Herb, what are you thinking? But Ray told my dad, let's give it a shot. Let's at least test it for 5 or 6 months in Santa Barbara, which is then what we did. And, you know, it became such a success for us here that they naturally gravitated to it. But, you know, like all things in business, I mean, people are always thinking, gosh, why change when we got something that's going well? So my dad was revolutionary in that way. I mean, just it's a fun story to tell, but 15 years ago, he had this great idea that oatmeal should be brought into McDonald's. Well, today, last week, we started serving oatmeal. I mean, he was really revolutionary in his thinking.
Very forward-thinking. Of course, we're talking about Herb Peterson, who is the inventor of the Egg McMuffin, and we're talking to his son, David Peterson, who wrote the book, The Good Egg, about business, about McDonald's, about the invention of the Egg McMuffin. It's a great business read. If people are looking to find the book, David, where would they find the book today?
Well, there's a couple sources. If you live in Santa Barbara, you can come to any one of our six McDonald's restaurants, and we sell them. We're also available on our website called The Good Egg, The Book. .com. I'm going to repeat that, thegoodeggthebook.com. We're also on Amazon, and we're in the local bookstores, Chaucer's and Tekelodeon Montecito. So those are the sources.
All right, so check it out. It is available on Amazon, also at the website thegoodeggthebook.com, and you can find it there. David, it's a fascinating story. Your father was a remarkable man. You yourself a remarkable man, carrying on in the tradition that he started. Thank you so much for being our guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thanks. Have a Merry Christmas.
And you too, David. Take care.
Okay. See ya.